Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this evening's bulletin, Abbey Vocational School has paid tribute to the teenager who died following an incident in South Donegal near Inver. Letterkenny has been named the cheapest town for students in Ireland. It's emerged a veterinary student from Donegal is commuting from Donegal to Dublin every day to study. And Sean Kelly and Heather Humphreys look set to battle it out to be Fine Gael's candidate for the country's next president. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkham will have all the latest sport coming up at 5:15. Abbey Vocational School has paid tribute to the teenager who died following an incident in South Donegal near Inver. Taking to social media, the school confirmed he was a third-year student and that the school will be open until 6 o'clock this evening and from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. tomorrow for students and staff. Emergency services attended the scene of the incident yesterday and the seriously injured youth was then airlifted to Sligo University Hospital where he was pronounced dead this morning. Garda inquiries are ongoing. Letterkenny has been named the cheapest town for students in Ireland, as it has been in 2023 and 24 since the inauguration of Switcher.ie's Student Cost of Living Guide. It was revealed that rent would set back a student €453 per month, an increase of 21% over the past 2 years. Tom Douglas reports.
While Letterkenny is the most reasonable town for students, the total monthly costs have increased by 15% from €1,088 to €1,256, according to switchers.ie. Utilities have increased by €5 since 2023 to €87 per month in Letterkenny for college goers, as has transport from €135 to €140. Monthly grocery costs have soared by 34% to €207 from €135 for students over the last 2 years. Meanwhile, the cost of entertainment has gone up by 7% from €308 to €330. Finally, gym memberships now cost €39, a rise of 11% from €35 in 2023. Annually, the cost of a student life in the town is €14,300, including fees, up 11% from 2023 at €12,791 and up 9% from last year.
It's emerged a veterinary student from Donegal is commuting from Donegal to Dublin every day to study. The revelation has come from the UCD Students' Union, which is asking Dubliners to rent a room to students. They've been targeting commuters today as part of a digs drive. Emma Terrell reports.
Student reps from UCD were at St Stephen's Green Lewis stop this morning as part of their digs drive, asking Dubliners to consider renting a room to a college student. Education Officer Matt Meehan says the chronic shortage of housing means some people are having to commute all the way from Donegal.
You are blocked out of what is college life. You don't get the stories of the student bar. You don't get what happens. What happens after your college experience becomes a 9-to-5, which surely is just miserable because half of the experience is the fun and the friends you make along the way.
Homeowners can earn up to €14,000 tax-free by renting out a room to a student.
Gardaí in Donegal have been busy on the roads in the past week with two drivers arrested because of their speed. One detected by Milford Gardaí was driving at 165 kilometres per hour, while the driver detected by Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit was doing 173 kilometres per hour. Also over the past week across Donegal, 8 drivers were arrested on suspicion of drink driving and 2 were arrested on suspicion of drug driving. Meanwhile, 2 road traffic collisions in the county are being investigated, one which involved a car being abandoned happened in Killigordon on Sunday night. The other, which caused damage to the outside of a school, happened in Creasla early yesterday morning. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Grainne Doherty made this appeal for information, starting with the incident in Killigordon.
This road traffic collision involved 2 cars. It occurred on Sunday the 17th of August, shortly after 9:35 p.m. on the railway road, Killigordon. The collision occurred at the bridge, so locals there will be aware of that location. Bridge between Killigordon and the crossroads. One of the cars involved was abandoned nearby following the collision, and 3 males took off on foot in the direction of the crossroads village. No injuries were reported, but damage was caused to both cars. So we're anxious to identify these three males. We're appealing to anybody who might have observed them in that area on foot or who observed the collision itself to get in touch with Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 85 30, and if anybody travelled within that area, the Killygarden Crossroads area, with a dash cam between 9:30 PM and 10 PM, that would be invaluable to us, and we're asking them to please make that footage available.
Creasa next.
Yes, a road traffic collision. It's believed to have occurred between approximately 1 AM and 7 AM on Monday the 18th of August in Creasa at St Mary's National School. So a vehicle of some description collided with the barriers outside of the school, and substantial damage was caused to the barriers as a result. We're appealing to anybody who might have any relevant information in relation to this incident to contact Gardaí in Milford on 91 53060. And again, if anybody travelled on that route, you know, with a dash cam between those hours, drop that footage in and we can go through it ourselves then.
Sean Kelly and Heather Humphreys look set to battle it out to be Fine Gael's candidate for the country's next president. They'll seek the party's approval after Mairead McGuinness withdrew from the race on health grounds. Stephanie Roan reports.
Fine Gael announced last night it would open nominations to find its candidate for the presidential race. Within 12 hours, current MEP for Ireland South Sean Kelly and former Minister Heather Humphreys confirmed they want that nomination. Sean Kelly says competition is good.
I think it will reinvigorate the party, to get the members an opportunity to express their preference.
While Heather Humphreys told Northern Sound she's decided to run after her friend Mairead McGuinness withdrew.
I think it was well known within Fine Gael she was planning to run this time, and I wasn't going to stand against her, and that's been straight about it. But as we know, everything has changed.
It looks set to be a two-horse race for the Fine Gael nomination, with Heather Humphreys already having a slight edge after receiving the backing of Dublin's Lord Mayor, Ray McAdam.
I think she has all the qualities and attributes we would want to see in a president.
And with all the focus on Fine Gael, what of Fianna Fáil? Party's Billy Kelleher says it needs to decide if it's running a candidate.
We don't know, and that's why the parliamentary party should meet to discuss these issues.
Elsewhere, independent TD Cathan Connolly and businessman Gareth Sheridan are the only other candidates to officially launch a bid.
Well, the Taoiseach says he'll outline Fianna Fáil's position on the presidency at the end of the month. Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin says he was surprised by Mr Kelleher's comments.
I've made it very, very clear that at the end of this month I will be making it clear, and I will be engaging with the parliamentary party and outlining the Fianna Fáil position then. I don't intend to do it now. I'm not going to speculate on personalities. A lot of people have come and gone in the first 2 weeks of August already, or the first 3 weeks of August. So I always felt that would be the nature of the situation during August.
Police are attending the scene of a single vehicle collision outside of Limavady. The Ballyquin Road has been closed at the Ballyavon Road and the Ballylargy Road junctions as a result to allow emergency services to work. Motorists are advised to seek an alternative route. There's been a 6% increase in the number of planning exemption applications received by Donegal County Council to convert commercial properties into new homes. Planning exemptions were introduced in 2018 to remove the requirement for planning permission for the conversion of certain types of commercial properties into residential units. Michaela Clark has more.
Between 2018 and 2024, 56 planning exemption applications to convert commercial premises into homes was received by Donegal County Council. The change of use delivered 116 new homes in the county. 17 applications were received by the council last year, an increase of 6% on the previous year. The planning exemption was extended to public houses in 2022, and since then this has resulted in 26 new homes being delivered in Donegal through the conversion of pubs. Housing Minister James Brown says planning exemptions play a vital role in unlocking the potential of vacant commercial buildings, making it much more straightforward to convert them into much needed homes.
Two men and a woman were sentenced for drug-related offences at Derry Crown Court this week. The PSNI have appealed to members of the public to help police tackle the scourge of drugs and bring forward any concerns. Donal Kavanagh reports.
60-year-old John Arthur Kerr, 50-year-old Donna Louise Kerr and 25-year-old Jake Kerr were sentenced yesterday for possession of Class A and B controlled drugs with intent to supply on the 20th of September 2019. Police had arrived at an address in Eglinton that day and, following a search, seized a quantity of drugs and around £2,000 in cash. Sentences of 2 years imprisonment, suspended for 3 years, were imposed in respect of all three defendants. Speaking after sentencing, Detective Constable Kane thanked colleagues from across police service departments who helped with the investigation.
For the fourth week in a row, there's been an incident at the Lurgy Brack ESB substation outside Letterkenny. The most recent incident occurred between 6 p.m. on Monday, August 11th and 8 o'clock the following morning. The site was entered and 10 foot of copper cable was stolen. No damage was caused to any property. Gardaí are urging anyone who observed suspicious activity at the location between those hours to make contact with them in Letterkenny Garda Station. Garda Grainne Doherty says the frequency of the incidents is concerning.
A number of similar type incidents have occurred at this location of late, and there was one recently also, I believe, at the ESB substation in Donegal Town. And just in light of all these recent incidents at the ESB substations, we'd like to ask the public to please just be aware of it, keep it in your mind. And if you are passing any of those locations during the day or late at night and you see any type of activity that seems a bit untoward, just please notify Gardaí.
501 admitted patients were on trolleys in hospitals this morning. The INMO says 331 of those were in emergency departments, while 170 were in wards. Sligo University Hospital was the third most overcrowded, with 45 people waiting for a bed, followed by Letterkenny University Hospital at 37. It means the North West region had a combined total of 82 patients without beds. University Hospital Limerick accounted for the largest backlog with 111 bedless patients. Donald Trump is ruling out putting American boots on the ground in Ukraine as part of any peace deal with Russia. The US president says the UK, France and Germany would be sending soldiers to police the agreement. He told Fox News any security guarantee would not include NATO membership.
I think Russia's had it, they've all had it, and for a very extended period of time, I don't think there'll be a problem. But so, there'll be some form of security. It can't be NATO because that's just not something that would ever happen. They couldn't do that. So who would want that? I mean, if you were Russia, who would want to have your enemy, your opponent, sitting on your line? You don't do that.
It's 12 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport after this short break. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkins at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Fan Harps have been handed a home tie in the quarterfinals of the FAI Cup. The Ballymofay side will take on Cork City in the last 8 of the competition. Harps progressed in the previous round with a 3-1 victory over Bray Wanderers, also at Finn Park. The tie of the round is holders Drogheda United up against Shamrock Rovers, while Kerry FC, they host Sligo Rovers, and St Patrick's Athletic will welcome Galway United to Inchicore. Those ties will be played on the week ending the 14th of September. And Shamrock Rovers will host National League champions Athlone Town in the semi-finals of the Women's FAI Cup. Bohemians, they welcome Treaty United to Dalymount Park in the other last four tie. Those will also be played in the week ending the 14th of September. And there's one game down for decision in the SSE Electricity Women's Premier Division tonight. Bohemians host Piemont United. That starts at 7:30. In other news, Shelburne's Conference League playoff second leg against Linfield will go ahead at Windsor Park on Thursday week. A Sam Fender concert on the same night at nearby Boucher Road playing fields had raised concerns over student numbers for both events. According to reports, the club, UEFA and the PSNI have looked into bringing the game forward by a day to Wednesday, August 27th. In other news cross-channel, Brentford's Ioana Wisa reportedly remains angry that a transfer to Newcastle still has not happened. The forward has deleted all traces of the London club from his personal social media, while also telling them that he won't play for their team again. It's understood that Newcastle have yet to table a new bid for the 28-year-old. And Spurs, they've reportedly reached a deal in principle for Crystal Palace midfielder Ebrechi Eze. The 27-year-old is set to move from South south to North London for a fee in the region of €58 million. Palace are now one of a number of clubs in the race to sign Leicester City midfielder Bilal Elkhanous. And Wolves, they've confirmed the signing of defender Jackson Chachua from Serie A club Hellas Verona. The Cameroonian right-back has moved to Molineux on a five-year deal for a fee just over €11.5 million. On the pitch tonight, Rangers begin their attempt to get past the Champions League playoff round for the first time in 3 years this evening. The Glasgow club face Belgian side Club Brugge in the home leg after victories over Panathinaikos and Victoria Pilsen in the qualifiers. Rangers have only 2 points from their first two Scottish League Premier Division games this season. And there's games being played tonight in the Irish League Premier Division. Carrick Rangers and Glentoran lead the way after the opening two rounds of fixtures. Carrick don't play tonight, so Glentoran can move clear on their own. They host Glenavon. Among the other games, Coleraine play host to Dungannon Swifts. All those games kick off tonight at 7:45. In motorsport, the Donegal Motor Club have launched a brand new J1000 Championship, giving the next generation of rallying talent a unique platform to showcase their skills. The championship will comprise of three rounds, offering young drivers between 14 and 17 year olds an exciting blend of challenges across both tarmac and gravel. 2 days of competition at the Knockalla Hill Climb on Saturday and Sunday the 6th and 7th of September provide the first two rounds, while it concludes with the Donegal Forestry Rally on Saturday the 8th of November. In golf, Scotty Scheffler and Rory McIlroy have been paired together for the first two rounds of the PGA Tour season-ending Tour Championship. World number one Scheffler goes into the tournament in Atlanta, on the back of winning the BMW Championship last weekend. Shane Lowry will have former Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama for company in the first 2 days. In rugby, the United Rugby Championship could be set to bring two American based clubs into the league. Organisers are in talks to expand the competition to six nations, with two Welsh clubs likely to leave. Wales Rugby Union are expected to reveal plans within the next 24 hours to axe at least one of their four professional sides. And next month's Women's Rugby World Cup final at Twickenham has been sold out, meaning it's on course to be the biggest crowd ever for a one-off women's game. Close to 59,000 fans watched England play France in the 2023 Six Nations at the same ground, which has a capacity of 82,000. The World Cup gets underway on Friday, while Ireland, they kick off their campaign on Sunday against Japan in Northampton. And finally, this evening in horse racing, there's racing in Roscommon this evening. It's just about to get underway. There's a seven race card. It goes to post at 5:25. Dylan Brown McMonagall, Luke McAteer and Patrick McGettigan all have rides at that event. Well, that's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. There's calls for a one-way system to be established in the vicinity of Shrove Beach near Greencastle. The calls come from Ronan Gallagher of the We Greenway Initiative, who says such a system was implemented in part of Kerry recently and has proved very successful. Last weekend saw the most recent in a series of incidents where the road at the beach was blocked to the extent that buses and other large vehicles couldn't get through. Mr Gallagher says there needs to be a multi-agency approach to tackling this, including input from Donegal County Council, Gardaí and the local community.
I see an example in West Kerry where similar size roads, you have a lot of tourists who want to go out there, and they're going out there on hopper buses or in larger coaches. And Kerry County Council, for some months of the year now, they've introduced a one-way system. Coordination and a sort of multi-party response is always the way to go in these situations. First of all, the locals need to be involved in the process. Their voices have got to be heard. Secondly, it is an amenity and people want to go there. It is part of the Wild Atlantic Way as such, and you know, Fáilte Ireland, Donegal County Council, they all promote the Wild Atlantic Way. So there's an element that the people who want to use the beach have got to be facilitated as well. But if you take it right down, if someone needs the emergency services and they're right out at that point, how do they get there? Everyone needs to come together and come up with a proposal that ensures that that doesn't happen. And probably, you know, drivers who park there, they probably need to be warned, you know, And then tickets need to be issued by the guards. And probably a higher guard presence needs to be involved. Perhaps one side of the road needs to be combed out so that people can't park on both sides of the road. And then, as I said, a one-way system needs to be introduced, and the Garda Síochána need to police it.
LawPro, the local authority waters programme, has announced a €30,600 national programme for 82 events on Water Heritage Day, which takes place this coming Sunday. Seven projects have been included in Donegal. Donegal projects have been funded under the scheme will share just under €3,000. The money goes to Nature Northwest, Deal Community Anglers, Wild Inish Own, Carja na Herigal, Kilcare Parish Council, Rathmull and Tidy Towns, and the Dunkneely Community CLG. A green parkside toolbox has been stolen from the area of Balladerg in Letterkenny. It was taken from outside the front door of a house in the area between 3:30 and 6:00 on Sunday last. Gardaí in Letterkenny are appealing to anyone who may have observed suspicious activity or vehicles in that area on that date to contact them. And Uisce Éireann is dealing with two burst water mains in South Donegal this evening. An issue at Station Road Mount Charles and surrounding areas should be resolved by 8 o'clock this evening, while it's anticipated the works at The Rock and surrounding areas in Ballyshannon will last until 8:30. In both cases, it could take 3 to 4 hours for supplies to fully return. Looking now to weather, mostly dry today with sunny spells and just the chance of isolated shower. Highest temperatures ranging from 18 to 22 degrees with light to moderate easterly breezes. To conclude this evening's news, here is the headlines. Abbey Vocational School has paid tribute to the teenager who died following an incident in South Donegal near Inver. Taking to social media, the school confirmed he was a third year student and that the school will be open until 6 o'clock this evening and from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. tomorrow for students and staff. Emergency services attended the scene of the incident yesterday. The seriously injured youth was airlifted to Sligo University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead this morning. Letterkenny has been named the cheapest town for students in Ireland, as it has been in 2023 and 2024 since the inauguration of Switcher.ie's Student Cost of Living Guide. It revealed that rent would set a student back €453 per month, an increase of 21% over the past 2 years. It's emerged a veterinary student from Donegal is commuting from Donegal to Dublin every day to study. The revelation has come from the UCD Students' Union, which is asking Dubliners to rent a room to students. They've been targeting commuters today as part of a digs drive. And finally, Sean Kelly and Heather Humphreys look set to battle it out to be Fine Gael's candidate for the country's next president. They'll seek the party's approval after Mairead McGuinness withdrew from the race on health grounds. That's all for now from the news desk. Back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The evicted notices for this Tuesday evening, the 19th of August. The death has taken place of John Edward Coyle, Andrehan Bunbeg. His remains will repose there until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. with rosary at 8. House private pleas after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. John's funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Patrick's Church, Meanwhile, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. There is a one-way system in operation to the wake house. Enter at the Old Chemist and exit on the Factory Road. The death has occurred of Vera Owens, 41 McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny. Vera is reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening. Rosary at 9. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Leck Cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed at stjunanscathedral.ie. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral with family flowers only. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Conmacdade funeral directors. And the death has occurred of Peter Paul Ward, Burton Port. Peter's remains are reposing at Midlands Funeral Home Dunlow this evening until rosary at 8. Removal afterwards to St. Columbus Church Acres to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.